Blog Talk Radio.
Well, peace and blessings, everyone. You have reached the Bree Life Radio Show, and I'm your host, Bree. Tonight is a very special night, as we're going to experience Bree's Block Party. Now, I know everyone has been sending me text messages and voicemail messages and emails. What the heck is this Bree's Block Party all about? How are you having a block party in the wintertime? Well, you know, you can have a block party and it just be a state of mind. Don't you want to think about, you know, what it would be like if we could have the kind of block parties that we had when we were kids? Anyone who knows me knows that I grew up in my beloved Crown Heights. And I had the best experience being a kid with my friends. I often talk about and remember when we used to do this and that. I'm going to share some of my antics growing up in Crown Heights, but this is just not closed off to Crown Heights people. This is a global block party, meaning I want all of the callers and the listeners to think about remember when and call into the show. You can do so by calling 424-220-1862. That number again is 424-220-1862. You can also follow us on BreeLifeRadio@gmail.com by sending in your questions, comments, concerns, and criticisms. You can also follow us on Twitter at Bree Life Radio and Facebook at Bree Life Radio. So without further ado, I just want to also bring on the line someone who's very special to me. She's one of my Facebook friends, and she had the most ingenious idea. She'll tell you when she actually developed the page, but the name of the page is called I Grew Up in Crown Heights. And ironically enough, she has 2,300 followers. And without further ado, I want to bring on my sister, not my biological sister, but my sister in spirit, and that would be Benet.
Hi.
And blessings, Benet. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored, girl. Listen,
amen.
I just want to tell you on behalf of all of the 2,300 Facebook followers of your page, I grew up in Crown Heights. I just want to give you a great big hug, and we have a debt of gratitude to you because.
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, by all means, because you have, just by doing this, just by coming up with this ingenious idea, I'm quite sure that there are people who haven't seen one another in 20, 30, 40 years, you know, that have become reunited with one another as a result of, I mean, you know, Facebook was an ingenious idea, but what you did really came from the spirit, because anyone who grew up in Crown Heights, there are only a handful of elementary schools and junior high schools and a couple of high schools. So if you didn't know that person, you knew somebody that knew that person. So,
yeah.
You know, without, you know, going too far into that, I want to give you an opportunity to talk about the page. And what really provoked you to design in the page? And did you ever think that it would blow up the way it did?
I think I think I started the page like probably in 2008 or 2009. I'm not really sure. But what prompted me to start the page was, you know, I was looking for groups that I could fit into. And I saw a group called, like, I Grew Up in Brooklyn. And so I said, hey, you know, I could probably fit into here, you know. And I would come to the page every day and I would read what they had. And nothing, like, nothing really jumped out at me that represented me. So I thought about it. I said, well, you know, I could start a page. And I said, well, I'll start a page and I'll just call it I Grew Up in Crown Heights. And hopefully, you know, like, we can get people to come on the page and we can share, like, common experiences. And so, you know, I started the page and I added, like, all of my friends who grew up in Crown Heights in the hopes that they would add other people. And then, you know, like, people started seeing the page and they started clicking on. And then we started having conversations and so forth. And we found that a lot of our experiences were similar, like the Empire roller skating ring. Like, we all had stories pertaining to Empire. And then we mm-hmm. had there's so much going on in Crown Heights. So the arts and the culture, you know, the Brooklyn Museum, we have that. And we have botanical gardens. We have Prospect Park, we have the library, you know, Eastern Palm. It's just so many stories in Crown Heights, and the pages just for us to share, and it became like a fellowship. I've met so many people through the page. I mean, people like I have their phone number. We call one another now. We talk like we're old friends, and I thank God for that. And, you know, a lot of people have commented, like, you know, I love this page. It's none of the crap that you find on other pages. It's so nice. You know, we get to come to the page, we talk and everything. And me mm-hmm. and, like, the other admins that came on, you know, Kay and Rich and Daniel and Calvin. You
my
know,
brother
team.
Daniel.
This is how we want to
yes,
keep
absolutely.
It nice, you know. Keep it nice so people can have a opportunity just to come on and chat. And we have a lot of fun. And if you read the threads, you will see that we have a lot of fun. We really do. So I just thank God for the fellowship.
And you know what? That's really what Crown Heights is really about. I mean, a fellowship. It was I have so many fond memories. Like, I will share one of my remember wins. And I'm going to name names tonight. Okay. I grew up on Carroll Street, my beloved Carroll Street between Albany and Kingston. And
mm-hmm.
I had a very selective, special group of people who I grew up with. And there was Alicia Smith,
mm-hmm.
Arena Hill. There was brothers and sisters that lived next door in the house next to the building I grew up in, Latasha Smith and Cheryl Smith. And I'm going to tell one of maybe a handful of funny stories tonight. The first one is about how in the summertime, because all of our parents worked. So by 9 o'clock, most of our parents had already left for work. And most of us, you know, growing up in the late 70s, we were latchkey kids. So because our parents worked, we come home, and most of the time if there wasn't another adult or older sibling that was home, most of us were home by ourselves. So you know the kids that are home by themselves. That's where that movie Home Alone came from. They could get into some stuff. Well, today... I'm sorry, we are all grown and we have children of our own, so I am naming names. There was many occasions in the summertime, in the summer of the of 19, if I remember correctly, now I would say it would be 1978 through 81, that Alicia Smith, Latasha Smith, Cheryl Smith, Robert Smith, Arenda and Arnold Hicks, Moses, who lived up on the fourth floor, and myself would have water balloon fights, all from our bedroom windows. And this would go on from about 10 o'clock in the morning till about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
That sounds like fun.
To those who I'm sure are listening, do you remember when that was taking place? Well, you want to share, Danae, would you like to share remember when? Do you have any similar remember whens like that?
Oh, my God. Oh, I have so many remember whens. Oh, my God. Oh. What did we do? What did we do? My goodness.
Give us a good one, a real juicy one.
I can tell you, I remember when I was in the fifth grade, I had a boyfriend, Roger Zakharoff. He was my boyfriend. He lived in Ebbetsville. And
okay.
I would, you know, me and my friends, you know, like I say, guys, you know, I want to go see Roger, you know, like on a Saturday or a Sunday because school was out and we weren't able to see one another. So I would say, guys, you know, I want to go see Roger, you know. So we would have to tell our parents a lot, like, oh, we're going to play handball, you know, at IS 320. And what we do, we go to...
Now, where was IS 320 for those who don't remember where it was located or who are not from Crown Heights? Just, you know, for visual, where was IS 320?
IS 320 sat right in front of Evansville on the Franklin Avenue side. So it was
okay,
like Franklin,
that'd be Franklin
like,
Avenue,
yeah.
Montgomery?
It wasn't Montgomery.
Or Crown Street?
I think it, no, what's the street after Montgomery? McKeever
Crown?
Place?
Oh, McKeever Place, yes.
It's over, it's like, right, it's situated right there in front of Ebbetsville. It's the old Ebbetsville ballpark. But
mm-hmm.
It's, like, right off of Empire Boulevard as well, like, in that area.
Okay.
But, we would, you know, tell our parents we were going to play handball, and what we were doing, I would go down there just to see Roger to get a kiss. And we would
oh,
kiss
my,
him.
My, my. Okay. Well, on that note, we're going to take a caller. Just to don't go anywhere. Just to let the listeners know, you can call into the show, dialing 424-220-1862. Again, that number is 424-220-1862. I want everyone to understand that this show is open up to everyone in the country, even though you didn't grow up in Crown Heights, but you were a kid in the 70s and 80s, and I believe that the kids that were born in the 60s or early 70s, we are like the last generation of real kids that went outside and actually played. So I'm sure if you grew up in the urban jungle like Benay and myself, or if you grew up in rural Minnesota or Texas or Illinois or California, you have similar stories to share about your antics and your experiences and your remember wins. Call in and say, and you should start your statement with remember when. So on that note, we're going to take our next caller. Stay on the line, Benay. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you.
Peace and Peace and blessings. You've reached the Bree Life Radio Show. Tonight is my block party. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking to?
Hi, Bree. This is Karen Brandt calling from Crown Heights.
Crown Heights, the house.
Yes, yes.
Hello, Karen. Now, for all the listeners, tell us where you grew up, what elementary school you went to, what junior high school you went to, and give us a remember when.
Okay. I grew up on Union Street between Franklin and Bedford. I went to CS241 on President Street and Franklin Avenue. Then I went to IS320, Jackie Robinson, on Franklin Avenue in McKeever, in that area.
Okay, so now we have clarity. It was on, IS320 was on Franklin Avenue in McKeever Place.
Yes, it was McKeever.
And so do you know my co-host, Benet?
We lived on the same block.
Wow.
That was my best friend.
Okay.
Growing up in Crown Heights.
So, Karen, why don't you give me two remember wins? Give me one of your own personal special ones, and give me one about Benet.
Okay, I'll start with one about Benet. Remember when, Benet, you used to cornrow everybody's hair on a hot summer day sitting on the stoop, cornrowing everyone's hair? Benet was the best corn grower in Brooklyn. She did all the styles. Yeah. The good old days.
Had my hair cornrowed in so many years. My cousin Jennifer, who lived in East Flatbush on East 53rd Street, I used to go over there in the summertime. And I remember when, because I was like the Barbie doll for all my older cousins. They just used to love to play in my hair. But I used to be fascinated with these cornrows. So I would my cousin Jennifer to cornrow my hair every day in a different style. And they had names, if you remember. There was the peacock.
The pineapple. Yes, the
pineapple.
Pineapple.
Oh, my God. That's a wonderful remember when. You have another personal one you want to share with us, Karen?
Yes, and also when Benet would cornrow your hair, don't touch it until she finished. She would pop your hand with that comb. Like, don't touch it. So you would have to wait until it's finished in order to see the style. Yes.
Well,
yes,
you've heard
good old
it.
Days. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, good old days.
Here's another question. What do you think about the Crown Heights? I grew up in Crown Heights page. How do you feel about it? How long have you been a subscriber to it?
As soon as Benet put it up, my niece told me about it, and I was like, wow, this is awesome. And it was amazing how many people just connected. It's just awesome.
Yeah.
I love it.
I remember
really
when
nice.
I joined.
And it's so diverse. It's very diverse. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yes. And see, you know what's amazing about it? Because, of course, you know, we've all grown up and we've had lives and, you know, we've moved away. Some have moved away and come back, and some have moved away and still are gone. But, you know, once you grow, first of all, I've lived in several different states. And usually when people meet me right away, the first thing they'll say, oh, my God, I know you're from New York. Because that accent, I said, wait a minute, let's get it straight. I may have come from New York, but my heart is from Brooklyn. Crown Heights.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So if you hear the accent, you know, it's Crown Heights, Brooklyn that you hear in the background. Now, of course, you know,
yes.
We have to tone it down, but you still, no matter how much I tone it down, you can still hear the Brooklyn. Oh, my goodness. Well, Karen, I want to. I'm sorry?
I said, yes, Brooklyn girl.
Yes.
You know, Karen, I wanna also ask you, what is like one of your fondest memories of living in Crown Heights, other than the hair braiding and all that stuff? Is there any one event that you remember that happened while you were growing up in Crown Heights that, you know, was
Breed.
Like...
Let me tell you something. It's funny that you asked, because I went to an oldies party about
mm-hmm.
a week ago, and it
mm-hmm.
reminded me so much of partying in the park, going from Albany Park to the block parties with the older DJ so-and-so is here, DJ so-and-so is here, and just walking and going to all the little block parties and music in the park. That's something I will never forget. That was awesome.
Okay. Well,
awesome.
Karen, I wanna thank you so much for taking the time to call in. Don't hang up. We're going to take another caller, but I want you to continue to listen. And
okay.
Thank you again. Okay?
Okay. Thanks for
all
having
right.
me.
Blessings, baby. Well, listeners, you have heard it. This was another sister for girlfriend of mine, Karen, from Union Street between Bedford and Franklin. Is that correct, Danae?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we're going to take another caller, and hopefully they'll have a great Remember When also. Peace and blessings. You've reached the Bree Life Radio Show. It's my block party, and I'm your hostess, Bree. Who may I have the pleasure of speaking with tonight?
Richard Cole. Hello.
Hello.
This is Richard Cole.
Hey,
can you hear me?
Hi, Richard. How are you?
Hey. I'm great. How you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored, baby. All good. At
I hear Crown Heights all in and through you.
You hear it, right?
Yes, I hear it. And once you from Crown Heights, it ain't never leaving you. I don't care what you try to do, it ain't never leaving.
Okay. Well, having said that, I want you to tell me what block did you grow up on, what school you went to, and give me your most memorable Remember When.
Okay. I'd be happy to. Okay, I'm a little bit older than the two previous callers. I know them both. Okay, I lived around the block from them. And I grew up on Carroll Street at first, between Bedford and Franklin. And then we were blessed to buy a home on, my parents were blessed to buy a home on directly behind that house, which was my grandparents' house, on President Street between Bedford and Franklin. So
okay.
when we first moved there, Ebbets Field was still a ballpark when we first moved there.
Wow.
So we've been there a long time. I've since left, but we've been there. We were there a long time. My schools were PS 241, okay, Leffitz Junior High School on Empire Boulevard.
Leffitz in the house. Leffitz in the house.
That's right. And then I went to Erasmus Hall.
Oh, okay.
High school. Went to Erasmus
right.
Hall High School.
Now,
and
for those who are listening, Leffitz Junior High School, which is now called Gladstone Atwell Middle School, is my old alma mater. That
All
resides
right.
on Empire Boulevard between New York and Nostrand Avenues.
Right on the corner of New York and Empire.
Right, right. And where was 241?
PS 241 was on President Street. It was on President Street between Bedford and Clarkson. It was a bunch of schools. There were actually three schools there. Okay, there's PS 241, the elementary school, and you had two high schools, Clara Barton High School, which is on President Street, right at the corner of Claflin Avenue, and then you have Prospect Heights right across the street, which is on President Street, Union Street, and Claflin Avenue.
Wow. Okay.
So you have, and at the time, both of those high schools were all girls. And then
yeah.
you had Bishop McDonald. Bishop McDonald High School on the corner of Eastern Parkway and Claflin Avenue. That were three high schools.
You know, I never heard of that high school before.
Bishop McDonald?
No, I never heard of that before.
Bishop McDonald High School was on the corner. It's a school for the deaf right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think it's called LaSalle.
Clara Barton, if I'm not mistaken, my mother went to that high school, and at that time, it was called Homemakers.
Homemakers?
Yes. That was in the 40s.
Okay, that was on Eastern Parkway and Claflin Avenue?
I believe so.
Okay, well.
I believe so. Well, now, let me ask you, so you said you grew up on
President Street.
Uh-huh. Between Bedford and Franklin. Okay, okay.
Renee came to my house. Renee used to come to my house. Looking for
now,
my
you
brother.
Said now, if I'm not mistaken, you said you were a little older than
yes.
Renee?
Yes.
Okay.
Renee
how
used to come
how
to my
much
house
a little?
For my youngest brother.
I'm sorry?
What'd you say?
I said, how much older?
I'm not sure how old Renee is, and numbers don't really matter right now, okay? But
no, I'm only trying to guess because I have an older brother who I was just wondering if you knew.
What's his name?
Kim.
Kim?
Yes, he was a martial artist and a musician.
Oh, I should know him, but I can't recall a martial artist and musician from the neighborhood.
Okay. Also, he used to also teach at Mega Evers College jiu-jitsu and the summer PAL program at Mega Evers, him and my cousin Glenn.
Okay. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but I'm not sure. But they used to come to see my youngest brother.
I'm sorry?
They used to come to see my youngest brother. My youngest brother's named Brian. She used to come to see Brian.
Oh, your business getting put in the street, girl. Nice.
Well, hey, it's me. We talked about this. Me and her talked about this because I didn't remember her. And then she reminded me who she was. And I was like, oh, wow, wait a minute, that's who you are. Okay? So she reminded me who she was. And there's a lot of things that I can talk about and that I remember. Okay? And there, for one instance, there were a lot of different stores around there. And we didn't have to go far at all. We had two really true delicatessens in that neighborhood within a three-block radius. I'm talking about three blocks. We had two delicatessens, two bakeries, two pizzerias, like three different luncheonettes. That's an old-fashioned word that you probably don't remember, luncheonette, okay? Candy store.
Yeah, I don't remember the luncheonette.
Okay, luncheonette was a combination candy store, and you could buy sandwiches and french fries and things like that, hamburgers and potato chips and things like that. That was a luncheonette. You could have lunch or breakfast in there, okay? And you could also buy candy, like kids would be able, like myself, would be able to buy candies and pretzels and things like that in there at a reasonable price, you know, at a price for kids at that time. So that was luncheonettes. There were several luncheonettes located around there. Plus, we had a sporting goods store. We had a two candy manufacturer stores, Barrichini and Barton's. Both of those manufactured candies. They were in our neighborhood.
Wow.
So, I mean, it was a gold mine of things. It was a gold mine of different venues and different things that you didn't have to go far at all. And at that time, little kids could go to the store without being accosted and not being worried about being mugged or anything like that. Okay,
that's
so
right.
It was all around.
Crown Heights was and still is a beautiful neighborhood. It was a beautiful place to live growing up as a kid. To me, you know, I know many people. Many of my friends feel the same way.
Yeah.
Can I give you one more remembrance, please?
Well, as long as you start with remember when.
Okay. Remember when? I remember when we had Memorial Day parades on Eastern Parkway. Okay.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Okay. sorry, this is where I'm going. Okay, this is where I'm going. The Memorial Day parades were they had actually military people in these parades. They had tanks. They had trucks. They had half tracks. They had guys in helmets that were chrome helmets I've never seen before. I only saw what was on TV in the war movies, okay? But these guys had chrome helmets, okay? This is what we saw on Memorial Day, along with the bands that they had, along with the various military groups that they had. It was a fantastic thing. It was a fantastic thing. This is all pre-Labor Day, all before Labor Day even was thought about, okay? And it stopped for whatever reason.
Wow.
Isn't that very, I mean, you know what? I really, and see, Richard, you know, we really need for people such as yourself. First of all, I want to thank you for calling in. I mean, I'm very thankful
pleasure.
And shared your remember wins, but we really need people such as yourself to talk about like the rich history that our communities had, and hopefully somebody will pick up the torch and try to foster these things, these community experiences again, because I think that's fundamentally the problem with younger people today. They don't understand what it is to be a part of a community because technology has taken over so much of our lives, especially with these kids having so many gaming systems and computers. And they don't go outside. So I'm going to share a remember when you, that's a personal one of mine, And I'm sure that you, being, you know, a guy, would appreciate this.
Yes.
You know,
I agree with you 100%.
Thank you. I happen to be one of those girls that was a tomboy, a bit of a tomboy. Not much, but I teeter-tottered a lot.
Okay.
And,
nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with it.
And guess what? I used to love playing Skelly on Carroll Street between Auburn and Kingston, and I'm naming names tonight.
Okay. I know that block where you're talking about between Auburn and Kingston.
Yes. My friends, the Reddish Brothers, the Laysack Brothers, Those were my Skelly partners.
Okay.
So
we had some blocks in between us. We had some distance in between us. So I may not know who you're talking about.
Well, like I was sharing with Benet earlier before we went on the air, I had the good fortune to live in between two sets of friends that were east of me and west of me because from through fourth grade, I went to PS221.
Huh?
Then, from fifth grade, I went to 161. Then I went to Leffers Junior High School.
Okay, 161 and Leffers Junior High School are close proximity.
Exactly. So, I had the good fortune of being able to have friends that lived on either side of me. Plus, I had cousins that I grew up in the neighborhood with, too. So...
Uh-huh.
That's my remember when. Do you have any friends that you want to give any shout outs to that you remember growing up in Crown Heights that you used to run the street with?
Sure. I want to shout out to Kenny Thomas. Kenny Thomas lives in California, San Diego now. He grew up in Crown Heights on President Street. Matter of fact, he lived near the shuttle. Okay, he lived in the apartment building right next to the shuttle. There are, I want to give a shout out to a guy that's still there, Leon. Leon, white boy Leon, okay? That guy has always been a nice person. He's always been cool,
yeah.
And he still lives there. He still lives there. I believe he still lives on Union Street. There are. I'm trying to think of people who are still in existence. Unfortunately, a lot of people have passed. I want to give up. Well, first of all, let me shout out to Kay. Let me shout out to Benay. Let me shout out to Cap.
Yeah.
Okay, those three right there. Okay, are phenomenal as far as this site is concerned. I grew up in Crown Heights. Okay.
Isn't it a wonderful thing that she,
yes.
I mean, I don't know what provoked the moment that she said, I'm going to create this page, but she did a wonderful thing.
She did
a miraculous
awesome
thing.
She did an awesome thing. It was a miraculous, awesome, it was a stupendous job, okay?
Yeah.
It was a beautiful idea that blossomed into not only a flower, but it blossomed into a orchard, okay, of people connecting with one another and sharing their experiences that they've shared and had and bringing back fond memories of what we used to do and how things used to be, okay?
Yeah.
And it's just a pleasant experience. It's just a totally pleasant experience when you can get rejuvenated from just talking to someone that lived your life and lived in your neighborhood and did the same things that you did. That's a shot of rejuvenation that we can all use.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Richard.
Thank
Cole,
you, Rich.
Paul, and I want you to stay on the line, but we're going to take another caller.
Okay.
And peace and blessings
to you.
And I'll be looking for you on I Grew Up in Crown Heights.
Oh, you won't have to look hard. You won't have to look hard.
Okay.
Thank you, Rich.
Thank you so much. What is your name again? I'm sorry.
The host? You don't know my name? I'm Bree.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but you sound so familiar. I was doing so much talking, I didn't pick up your name, and I'm out here in the street right now. So.
Oh, well, you know what? I thank you for taking the time to call while being,
I wouldn't miss this.
I thank you again so much, darling. And don't forget, look for Bree on I Grew Up in Crown Heights.
Bree? I got you. Bree,
okay,
I got you.
Okay, baby.
I got you. Vinay's going to hook me up, though, anyway, even if I, you know, Vinay's going to hook me up, I know.
Okay. All right. Listen, we're going to take another caller, and I'll be talking to you soon. Well, you've heard it. This is Bree's Block Party, and I am so thankful to our callers. I'm so thankful to my co-host tonight, Benay, because, again, like we all say, and this was something that, you know, that germinated and started and grew into something and blossomed into something really, really beautiful. We have a true fellowship of people who grew up in Heights, and to call in and to share their experiences. Before I take another caller, I'm going to give you another remember when. I remember when I was able to go to the bodega on Kingston Avenue between Crown and Carroll Street and be able to buy an RC Cola for 25 cents. That's my remember. So, without further ado, we're going to take another caller.
Okay.
Peace and blessings. You've reached the Bree Life Radio Show. It's Bree's Block Party, and I am your hostess, Bree. Okay.
Hello.
Peace and blessings.
Hello.
You've reached the Bree Life Radio Show. This is Bree's Block Party.
Hi.
May I have the pleasure of speaking tonight?
Yeah, this is Ella Dean.
Hello, Ella. How
Hi.
Are you?
How you doing?
I'm wonderful. I'm peace out.
Right.
I am blessed.
Okay, I am so glad I got through. How are you, Bree?
I am, listen, I am wonderful. I'm so happy tonight. I got my Crown Heights people all around me. The
oh,
airwaves
yeah.
radiating. So tell me, Ella, where did you live? Where did you grow up? What schools did you go to? And give me your most memorable remember when.
Well, actually, I moved into Crown Heights, okay? I'm a Brooklynite. I'm born in Brooklyn, okay? But I have traveled all over, and I'm back in Brooklyn. But I
okay.
grew up in Ebbets Field apartment housing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where the Dodgers used to play, of course, which is a great memory, okay? And
yeah.
I moved out another state, came back. So I'm in Brooklyn. That's just where my heart is.
Isn't that true? Oh, my goodness. I
yeah,
can't tell you how many.
I
come
know,
back.
Karen, Rich, I just overheard them speak. And that was just awesome.
You know,
know
our co-host, Benay.
Yes, I have met her. We grew up
yeah.
in the same area years
yeah.
ago, okay? And I just dying to see her. I love her so much.
Isn't she wonderful?
Yes.
She is a
she
sister.
Is. I
Thank
love
you.
Her so much. Oh, hi!
I love you.
Oh, wow. Is that Benay?
Yeah.
Wow, that is beautiful. I love you, Benay.
I love you, Benay.
Yes. Crown Heights
yeah.
is where it's at, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any elementary schools in Crown Heights?
Well, actually, I moved in the 70s. Now I'm telling you my age. But like I said,
okay.
I was born in Brooklyn. But I moved in, I was a teenager. So I actually went to Lafayette High School while I was living in Ebbetsville.
Okay.
But I had the pleasure to meet all the people that went to 241, 320, 161, 61.
Ow.
But my mom said, "You're going to get out of here. You're not going to school across the street. You know too many people." So that's how that went.
Okay. So let me ask, do you have a most memorable remember when? Why don't
yeah.
you try share two with us? Share one that's personal to you, and why don't you share one about our co-host, if you could remember one?
Well, actually, now, we met through the site. I met Ella through the site, through the I Grew Up in Crown
okay.
Heights site.
She can't put no business. She can't put your business in the street because she don't know you that long.
Her spirit is so beautiful that we connected on that level. So we don't physically know each other, but spiritually we know one another and we love one another. Her spirit
Absolutely.
Is beautiful.
Absolutely.
That's what it's all about.
Right.
Yes, that's what it's all about. So
yes, right.
Give me a personal remember when.
Exactly, of Crown Heights. I have plenty of those. Yeah, but, Benay, I need to meet you directly, face to face. So you have to let me know when you come to New York. Because God is good. And like I said, I'm still here. I'm relocated, and now I'm back. And so when you're in the neighborhood, give me a call, really.
Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
A great memory. There's so many. You know, a lot would say the blackout. But I actually think the blackout was a great memory living in Crown Heights.
I remember that. I was 10 years old.
Let me tell you.
When the blackout.
We got together like it was no togetherness. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Really. Now, that is something that was, people would say that wasn't so great to remember, but actually it was awesome because how we got together. We had cookouts. We had instant barbecues. And it was just so much love in the air. Acknowledged.
But, and I'll give you a funny story about the blackout. I was so happy with the blackout because it was the only time my mother let me go outside uninterrupted. Because it was too hot to be high. Because anybody who knows me, that knows my mother, knows that Shirley say, don't let me have to come outside looking for you with no shoes on. When I say I don't want no darkness to touch your skin, that's exactly what I mean. Damn the street light. Make sure you inside so I don't have to come outside.
Isn't that something?
Mom, I'm outing you right now. She's listening, and I know she's cracking up.
Oh, wow. Thank God.
My mother
God
was gangster. She was gangster. So.
All right, now.
So,
and that's,
my, that's my fond memory
so
of the
awesome, Bree.
Well, I want to thank you for calling in, Ella, and sharing your remember when. And,
yes.
And wishing to hear Benay, best wishes.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
I love you, Benay. I love you, Karen and Rich. I was so glad to hear all those folks. And Bree, God bless you, too. And just keep doing what you're doing. All right, Crown Hider?
Oh, thank you, sister. And please listen to and all the listeners now. I want you to know that Bree Life Radio, it airs on Wednesdays and Thursdays at 9 p.m., on blogtalkradio.com/Bree Life, and you can call in at 424-220-1862. You can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Blog Talk Radio, of course. And for future questions, concerns, show ideas, please feel free to send all that stuff into BreeLifeRadio@gmail.com. So again, Sister Ella, thank you so much for calling in. I don't want you to hang up, but we're going to take another caller. Okay. So let's take another caller. This has been so much fun. I am so excited. I'm so glad that people are calling in. Again, that number is 424-220-1862. And when you get online, the first thing I want you to do is to say thank you to my co-host, Benay, because the show tonight would not be possible had she not had the vision to say, I need to create a I Grew Up in Crown Heights page. So at that point, we're going to take another caller.
Okay.
Peace and blessings. You have reached the Bree Life Radio Show. Tonight is my block party. And I'm your host, Bree. Who may I have the pleasure of speaking to? Hello? Okay. We're going to take another caller. Peace and blessings. You've reached Bree Life Radio. I am your hostess, Bree, and it's my block party. Who may I have the pleasure of speaking to? Okay. We got some shy people out there. Let's see.
Oh.
Hello. You have Bree Life Radio. I'm your hostess, Bree, and it's my block party tonight. Who may I have the pleasure of speaking to?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, this is your cousin. How you doing, baby?
Oh, this is my cousin, Timothy Lindsay. And, yes, he most definitely grew up in Crown Heights.
Yeah, you
know. Timmy?
You know I got to show my support, boo.
I hear you. Well, you know, tonight is Bree's block party. And... tonight we're talking about Remember When.
Okay, well, for those that grew up in Crown Heights, I'm sure you remember the pizza joint on Nostrand and President.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when we could go in there and get a large pie, and actually it was an extra large pie for $4.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Oh, man. Nah, but I think my most fun times was the summers when I could hang out with my partners over there on Nostrand and Union Street.
Wow.
Nostrand in New York. And we would wait till it started getting in the dusk hours or the twilight hours, and we would start walking. We would hit Eastern Parkway. Head east, all the way up towards where Atlantic and Eastern Parker would meet. Walk down, come back, hit Rochester, hit the park. Go down to, like, Sutter Avenue. Come back towards, like, Nostrand and Lincoln and all the way back to Prospect Park and back up again. Yeah, we would just walk. but our hangout spot on those real hot nights would be, I don't know, you know, if the ladies are squeamish, but we would hang out in the cemetery.
Cemetery? Where's the cemetery?
Why?
Somehow Prospect Park. Over back towards,
Well, listen, first of all, I keep telling you people, Shirley did not let me out too often, and I wasn't allowed to go past New York Avenue. I couldn't go past Albany Avenue. I couldn't go past Union Street, and I couldn't go past Montgomery Street.
Wow.
Wow.
Unless I was going to school.
And see, you know, the one thing about growing up in the same neighborhood, I didn't have the fortunate blessing to grow up with my cousin. We went to the same school. But I didn't even have a clue until we hit our, early 20s?
Wow.
Yeah,
yep, in the hallways at Leffers Junior High School every day and didn't know we were related.
Yep. And that's when we were going there. Then it graduated to IS-61, and then now where is Atwell Junior High School, and you know, Dr. Atwell was our principal at the time.
And he was the best thing that ever happened to Leffers Junior High School. He transformed that school and made it a better institution of learning. He really did.
And the reason being that it was named
after him.
And the reason being that it was such a great place to go to school, because he was, for me, was the first African-American principal I had to experience in my school ages. And that's why I like going there. Not only the fact that it was an 8-minute walk from my house, but that the fact that, you know, we could go to him, you know, and he was like a second dad to us.
Oh, that's beautiful.
We was able to talk to him about anything, you know.
Beautiful.
And even though it was after I had graduated, to hear that he had passed, it hit the heart. Yep.
Wow.
Well, Timmy, do you have any other remember wins you'd like to share with us?
None that I would want to get incriminated for.
Okay, well, yeah. On that note, I want to thank you for calling in, because, as usual, our cousin Timmy is one of my biggest fans and supporters, and I love him dearly. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you for calling in. I want to thank you for supporting the Bree Life Radio Show, allowing me to post my upcoming shows on the pages. I really appreciate that. Also, if you want to take the time to thank my co-host, Benay, because she is the catalyst for the show that we're having tonight. I think it was an awesome thing that she would design and come up with the concept for having that page. She has 2,300 followers. So I don't know if you are a member of that group, Timmy, but you can go on my page and become a member. You'd be surprised to see how many people that you know.
Well, I'm
sure. Part of the
yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, you're gonna have to send me the web link. So.
Well, it's through Facebook.
Hey, well, I'll find it because I ain't been on it for 2.5 weeks.
Okay. Okay. Well, peace and love, cuz. And
yeah,
I'll come
up. You know, I'm gonna talk with you later.
Yes. Don't hang up. I'll just take another caller, okay?
All right, boo-boo. I'll talk with
you. All right, bye-bye. See, that's how it is on the Bree Life Radio Show. You never know who's going to call in. And I want to thank all my listeners. I want to thank the guest callers. I want to thank my friends and family that have been following the show. Anybody who has been listening to the show over the last month or two knows that we usually have a very emotionally charged and passionate-driven show. I thought tonight would be a nice night to take a break from the typical relationship dialogue that we usually have and just make it light and fun. And I want to thank my sister here, my co-host, Benay, for, again, coming up with the idea for the page. And, you know, I was just sitting in front of my laptop talking with a friend, and I decided that I was on the page. I grew up in Crown Heights, and I said, you know what? I've been wanting to do some type of reunion event, and I've noticed that a lot of my friends over the last year or so have been having one after another reunion event, some that I've been able to attend, some that I haven't. But it's also nice to, you know, be able to have the concept of a block party in the wintertime. I thought that would be fun for today. And to speak about a block party, Benay,
yes.
One of my remember wins, and again, I'm naming names today, the most memorable block party that I remember, Carroll Street, between Albany and Kingston. I only remember us having one. I may have to go to a couple of people that are a little older than myself and ask them if they remember having any when they were younger. But there was one block party that I remember we had. And I was riding a bicycle. I had a dress on. Okay. I was riding a bicycle. I was 6 years old. And
uh-huh.
No, I'm sorry. I'm switching up the memory. I was on a skateboard. And James Spencer from President Street between Kingston and Brooklyn Avenue, he was on his bike. And he knocked me down. And when he knocked me down, I cut my knee. And he helped me hop over to Bruce Curtin's stoop. And then he went and got a wet piece of tissue and put it on my knee. That was like my first experience, you know, with a little boy. that I remember. And ironically enough, from that one incident, James Spencer and I became the best of friends. And though I haven't seen him in many years, I always have fond memories of hanging out with James and his family.
Wow.
So
wow.
That's my next remember when. So I'm sorry.
That's beautiful.
Oh,
that's
thank you. You know what? Block parties. Did Union Street between Bedford and Franklin ever have any block parties?
We did have block parties. We used to do block parties every summer, but unfortunately, someone got killed during a block party, so we pretty much never had
wow.
any more after that. Yeah,
that's unfortunate.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
at this time, we're going to take another caller.
Cool.
And let's see what they have to say. Hi, you have reached the Bree Life Radio Show. Tonight is my block party. Who may I have the pleasure of speaking to? Okay. All right, I'm going to take another caller.
Alrighty.
Hi, you reached the Bree Life Radio Show. I'm your host, Bree, and tonight is my block party. Hey, I have the pleasure of speaking to.
This is Brian Cole.
Brian Cole. Well, hello. How are you?
Hey, Brian.
I'm doing good. I'm living out on Long Island now.
Okay. So I want you to tell me what street you grew up on, what schools you went to, and give me your most fondest remember when.
Well, I want to say remember when first, because you asked us all to say when we get on here to say remember when, but you asked me my name first, so I had to say that first.
Okay.
All right. But I'm listening to the phone calls for about an hour now, and this is my first time coming on the show. And everybody said remember when, but you know what I remember when? When we didn't have the internet, and we had to call all these people individually.
Yes.
And
yes,
this is so great now that, you know, you have something like the internet and you can just hear all these people and talk to them and all at one time.
Okay. That's a poignant remember when, because if we didn't have this technology, we wouldn't be able to have this dialogue right now.
And unless you was kind of wealthy and you had one of those phones, you had many lines on it.
That's right. Well, at this time, we're going to take another caller. So tell me what did you grow up in Crown Heights?
Well, I want to say something else. Now, you asked us to say something else. Now, we want to say hello to your host, Benay. Benay, hello.
Hi, Ryan.
And Karen, hello. And to my brother,
Karen.
Richard. Hello.
Yes. Hello? Did we lose our caller?
And I want to say hello to the host and to Karen.
Oh, well,
hello
to you.
Mm-hmm. And I also have another remember when. I remember when they used to have good parades on Eastern Parkway. Like the first parade, that was a Labor Day parade. You know, we used to have those parades up there. It was the Labor Day Parade, which became the West Indian Day Parade,
mm-hmm.
you know, the Caribbean Day Parade.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was also, like, the Memorial Day Parade, you know, when you have the troops. And they would march down the Eastern Parkway, and you'd have the tanks out there, and, you know, the trucks and everything from the armory over there on Bedford Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And the person really felt, you know, that they had the some government behind them. Nowadays, it's like, you know, we see these people in Memorial Days and they're marching down the street and you see more TV and some of them not even marching in line and it looks, you know, it looks kind of sad. I wish to go back to the days of that when they roll out some hardware, even though it's not real hardware, to make it look like, you know, show some force and the little kids know that there's a government out there behind them.
Okay. That's right. That's right. Now,
I hear talk that on the website that they want to try to close the Bedford Avenue Armory.
I always thought it was closed because I never saw any
action. Yeah, the government want to try to close it down. I don't know why, because, you know, the people want to go out to defend themselves, you know, something to kick off.
Okay. So where in Crown Heights did you grow up?
I grew up on President Street.
Mm-hmm.
Like my brother said earlier.
Oh, your brother's
Justin Franklin.
Richard's your brother?
Yes, Richard's my older brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's
well,
the oldest.
We got a family affair going on here. Well, that's what Crown Heights is all about. We just one big extended family. The word Benet used earlier was fellowship. That's what I remember about growing up in Crown Heights. You could always go on any block throughout Crown Heights and just, you know, encounter new people. But it's like, they weren't strangers because we all grew up in the neighborhood. And even if we didn't know each other directly, we knew somebody that knew somebody. So
I bet it must have been about a million of us there, but never took a proper census, including the illegal, you know, the aliens, the one from the Caribbean. Everybody I know knew somebody that was had a family member that was illegal. You know, you had the people, you know, you had to know somebody from either Jamaica or Haiti or one of the other Caribbean islands if you grew up in Crown Heights.
Yes, that is true.
I mean, that's one thing that just about everybody that I know that grew up in Crown Heights, you knew somebody from the Caribbean or Puerto Rico, somewhere from the Caribbean down the diaspora area.
Okay.
And I would always find out that they had some relative either living with them or in another apartment that was illegal. I never told, but, you know, I never listened. They're going to come in.
Okay.
Pretty good people. You know, I never tried to get immigration on anybody, so, you know, they were cool with me. I was cool with them. I never done try to get anybody busted like that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure that there are a lot of people who are very appreciative of you and your business. Oh, my gosh. Well, I want to thank you for calling in and sharing your Remember Wins. Do you have any other Remember Wins that you'd like to share with us before?
Well, I'm not
going
to do them all at once. I'll call in another time, you know, in the next show, because I know there's other people waiting to call in. You know, I want to try to take up everybody's time because you only got, like, you know.
Oh, no, listen, we enjoy your company, but please do call in tomorrow. And just to let all our listeners know, tomorrow's show is about Mr. Nice Guy. Mr. Nice Guy.
What does that mean by Mr. Nice Guy?
Okay. Well, you have some men who complain that nice guys finish last in the singlehood, meaning that single women overlook the nice guy. So we want to kind of examine that phenomenon. You know, why do we think that happens? You know, lately men have been saying, you know, women would prefer to date guys that are thugs or just, you know, unproductive guys. The nice guys are being overlooked. So we're going to discuss that tomorrow on the Bree Life Radio Show. So if you have anything to add to that, we'd love to hear from you. Okay?
All right, I'll call them tomorrow.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it, Brian.
Yes, and then Karen and Benet, you can call anytime and say hello. But Karen, I'd actually ask you something. I hope you don't call me anonymous no more. That gets me scared. I don't know if the boogeyman on the phone or something. You know, let me know as you call it. You know, the whole thing about getting caller ID, you don't want the people calling you and they're surprising you. It might be somebody on there you don't want to be surprised from.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, you heard it. Who were you addressing? Karen on that?
Yeah, Karen.
Okay, Karen. I hope you're listening. Please, you know, unblock your telephone so Brian will know who the heck is calling him. All right? Well, take care, Brother Brian. Peace and blessings
all right.
to you.
All right.
All right.
I'll see you on this for another hour.
You're on you
don't
the
want
line.
Me to hang up. Or
oh, hang up,
babe.
Okay.
Bye,
Brian.
Well,
good night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, you've heard it directly from Brian Cole's lips, okay? If anyone who knows Brian Cole that has blocking features on their phone, please, by all means, unblock your telephone to call Brother Brian because he will not pick up the phone. He think it's the boogeyman, and he gets, you know, rather scared. Okay? So now moving right along, we're going to take another caller. Peace and blessings. You've reached the Bree Life Radio Show. I'm your hostess, Bree, and it's my block party tonight. Who may I have the pleasure of speaking to?
Gail Muhammad.
Well, peace
Hi,
and
Gail.
Blessings, Sister Gail. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am blessed.
You sure
so,
are. You come up with a wonderful idea. You and Benae should really be applauded for your efforts.
Well, I appreciate that. I would
Thank
like
you.
To know where, I want you to tell us what block you grew up on, what schools you went to, and then I want you to tell us one or two of your most fondest remember wins.
I grew up on Union Street between Bedford and Franklin.
Now, what is going on tonight? I got all the Union Street people calling in. This is wonderful.
That's how
yes.
we do it.
And what school did you go to?
I went to Lefferts 61, and I went to Wingate.
And you went to Wingate. Okay. That's a school that we haven't heard from tonight. But, yes, the famous, the most infamous, High School in Crown Heights, George Wingate High School.
Shaped like a banjo.
shaped like a banjo. So tell me, first of all, I'd like to know two things. I want you to give us a very personal win, and I want you to share with us maybe a remember win that you have about our co-host tonight.
I remember when Ebinger's was on Ocean Avenue Bakery. I remember the parade, Memorial Day parade. And I remember soda fountains and going in stores. Luncheonettes.
The luncheonettes. The second time I've heard Richard Cole took the opportunity to explain to me what a luncheonette was. I never heard that term before. So, you know, tell me what you remember about a luncheonette. And tell me one that was in Crown Heights more specifically that you remember.
I remember a luncheonette on Franklin Avenue between Union and Eastern Parkway. A luncheonette
mm-hmm.
had a counter, stools, and you ordered things like egg creams, lime
yeah.
rickies,
wow.
that kind of refreshment.
Wow. Now, you know what? Here's something else that is sort of nostalgic. An egg cream. Please explain to the listeners who are out there that may not know what an egg cream is, because I'm going to tell you, the only time I ever heard of egg cream is when I'm looking at those movies on the AMC or TMC, the Ted Turner Channel Network. So tell me what an egg cream is.
Don't date me. Don't date me. All right.
So what? Date you. No, baby, I'm not trying to date you. I'm just trying to educate our listeners.
Okay, it's egg cream. It's chocolate syrup, milk, and seltzer, and then you stir it up.
Wow, I never knew that. Chocolate syrup, milk, and seltzer.
Yes, Bree.
Okay, so where's the eggs?
When you beat it up, it's frost at the top, and it looks like it's been an egg beaten. There's no egg in it.
Okay. Well, you heard it from Gail Muhammad. That is the ingredients for making an egg cream. Thank you, Sister Gail, for telling us that. So now, I want you to share Remember When about our co-host, Sister Benet.
I remember when Benet, my mother was fierce, and I remember Benet made a poster about her, and she named it Horrible Hattie.
What? Okay. And why would your mother draw such a poster, design such a poster about Benet?
No, Benet drew it about my mother.
About your mother? Oh, okay. Well, and you still talk to her. That's amazing. But now, why? Now, Benet, you're going to have to explain yourself to the listeners. Why did you do that?
Because Hattie was special, you know. She was very mean to us, but very loving at the same time. So I had a love hate relationship with her, and that was my way of getting back at her to make a wanted dead or not alive poster of her.
Wow. you know what I would also like to hear, Gail?
Yes.
Since you are the first caller that has called in that stated that they went to Wingate, and as you know, that school closed down recently. I think it was last year. Last year was their last graduating class, or is it this year?
I'm really not sure. They have a few schools inside the building now, high schools.
Right. So Tell us a fond memory of Wingate that you have.
The two that I thought of first was cutting classes. And the second was, there's a hero shop on Rutland Road in New York, and it's still there. And
yes, I used to get my pastrami heroes.
Yes.
I'm right on the corner of New York Avenue and Rutland Road. Yes.
Yes. And we would put our money together because we couldn't go out for lunch. So we would pay one person to sneak out of the building to go get our sandwiches and bring them back.
That used to be my school.
And to really show you how things have changed, a hero sandwich was 25 cents.
Oh, my God.
Wow. 25. So my 25-cent RC Cola and your hero would have went well together.
Yes.
Under a dollar.
Absolutely.
You could have had a meal. Oh, and don't forget potato chips. Now, how much was potato chips when you were buying?
5 cents.
Unbelievable.
Wow. And how much was your allowance, Gail?
The lunch money was Wednesdays. I went to PS 138, and it was a delicatessen on the corner of Prospect and Nostrand. And my allowance, my lunch allowance was 50 cents, and that would get me 2 francs and a soda.
Wow.
No, this is unbelievable. Especially, you know, having this conversation is unbelievable because when gas just went up tremendously all over the country, I start to think about, remember when I could buy a Hero sandwich for 50 cents or RC Cola for 25 cents and a bag of potato chips for 5 cents. You know something is fundamentally wrong in this world. When gas is now, I think it has topped somewhere in the country at 6 something a gallon.
Yes.
Wow.
Bree, I remember when pizza... When I didn't go to the delicatessen, I went to the pizza shop on St. John's and Nostrand, and it was 15 cents.
No, that's unbelievable. I've never bought a 15-cent slice of pizza. No, this is not happening. Wow. Unbelievable. Well, Gail, I really, really appreciate you calling in. Have anything to say to the co-host? You know, she did a phenomenal thing coming up with this concept of I grew up in Crown Heights on Facebook. And for all the listeners that are in earshot, if you don't know about Crown Heights, you don't understand what we're talking about, go on Facebook and search for a group called I Grew Up in Crown Heights. And what you don't understand about the love and the fellowship that you're hearing on the phone right now, you will come to understand it once you go on that Facebook page. And also, what you'll discover, even if you're not from Brooklyn, you're not from New York, what you'll come to understand is like, wow, I'm from Minnesota, or I'm from Chicago, or I'm from Alabama, but these people have similar experiences like mine when I was growing up. So
yeah,
that just goes to show you that even though we may have, our geography may be different, but our experiences is what is the tie that binds. So,
Bree, I just want to thank you and Benay. I think both of you come up with some wonderful ideas. And please encourage people to remember to vote. Thank you.
Yes.
Good night.
Amen. Good night, Gail. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. I really appreciate it. Thank you for calling in, Gail.
Thank you.
Okay. You stay on the line. Well, there you have it, folks. That was Sister Gail Muhammad calling in,
yes,
a resident of Crown Heights. And she shared a egg cream recipe. At this time, speaking of food, I want to share one of my remember wins. And Carroll Street people who are listening, Carroll Street between Albany and Kingston, where I grew up, you will remember a summer, I think this was summer of 1981, maybe 80-81, and it had to be about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. This is my famous Bree Burger store. Well, I've always been a young entrepreneur, and I had this idea, because I love to cook, and my mother always encouraged cooking in our household. My mother always have a lot of food. Even to today, she got food for you. Open up the refrigerator, and the food is falling out of the daggone refrigerator. So I had this idea, and my mother used to go to Omaha, which now is Western Beef, And she bought like 20 pounds of ground beef.
Wow.
And I'm looking at this ground beef in the refrigerator, and I'm like, what in the world is she going to do all this with all this meat? And I'm thinking, okay, what am I going to do with all this meat? So I had this ingenious idea. I sent one of the boys from the block to the store, and I told him, get a loaf of Wonder Bread. The large, the extra large loaf of Wonder Bread. And I came up with Breeze Burgers. And, of course, because you know I couldn't go outside until my mother came home. And she usually didn't get home from work until after 5 or 6 o'clock in the afternoon. So I'm not leaving the house. I'm following instructions. The latchkey kid is following instructions. So I'm making burgers, cheese. I'm taking orders through the alley from my bedroom window. And I'm making burgers and cheeseburgers based on everyone's order. And I'm charging them 25 cents a burger. And if it was, and then if I had to put cheese on it, it was 35 cents. And then if you wanted extras like relish and mustard and ketchup, that was an extra 5 cents. So I was the first, I was the five girl. Damn the five guys, I was the five girl. I was making these burgers and I was lowering them down in a pail. But I would lower the pail first and tell them drop the money in the bucket. When I lowered the money, when I brought the bucket up with the money, then I lowered the burger down. Well, moving on with the story, my mother decides she's going to come home an hour early. And this boy named Timmy, who used to live across the street from me, goes up to my mother as she's getting ready to turn into the building. And says, hi, could you do me a favor and tell Bree that I changed my mind? I don't want cheese on my burger. So my mother looked at him like he was crazy. What are you talking about? He was like, well, she's making burgers for the whole block. When my mother got upstairs and she saw what I was doing. Oh, my goodness. You know what, which is a good idea. Let me see something. You know, I wish my mother was, I thought my mother was on the line a few minutes ago, but I'd love for her to give her rendition of how she reacted when she discovered that I had made 25 pounds of, I turned 25 pounds of ground beef into cheeseburgers and burgers for the kids on the block.
Did you cook it all?
Well, moving right along. That was my remember when. We're going to take a caller.
You told me how much money you made.
Hello. You have reached the Bree Life Radio Show. I'm your hostess, Bree, and it's my block party tonight. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with? Hello?
You got me?
Yes, hi. Hello?
Is it me?
Yes, hi.
Oh, hi, this is Maxine from Crown Heights.
Hi, Maxine, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I am blessed, home, girl, and I want to thank you for calling in. Now, tell
yes.
me. Where did you grow up? What school did you go to? And then you have to say, then you have to share your most fondest memory of growing up with Remember When.
Oh, I have so many fond memories, but I grew up on Union Street between Franklin and Bedford.
Lord have mercy, another Union Street person. God bless.
Thank you. In 1048.
Okay. And what school did you go to?
I went to PS 241 and Jackie Robinson Junior High School, IS 320.
Okay.
And then I had to move, yeah, and then we moved away.
Okay.
And that was up until, yeah, 77.
All
and
right.
My fondest memory is, see, I remember there was a candy store on Union Street. And
candy?
I used to work there for a short, you know, it was a little candy, you sold like penny candies.
Yeah.
You remember,
on Union?
There was a candy store that opened up for a short time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On Union between what?
Oh, on the same block, Union and Bedford and Franklin.
Okay.
And we used to sell, and I worked there for a little while, we'd bag the candy up and sell them as a, penny candies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, oh, and we, and at the end of the day, we'd get to get a whole bag of fish, of the Swedish jellyfish, and take them home.
Was that your paycheck?
Yes. Because they don't make them like they used to.
No, those fish don't taste the same.
No, they don't.
Oh.
Mhm, mhm. And that was
good.
I learned. That was my first introduction to,
you went
to
IS 20.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then
right,
what
across.
Other school did you go to?
No, and then I ended up going up, moving upstate to Rockland County, and finishing high school up there. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But
so,
I came back and went to school in New York for college.
Oh, okay. Now, do you have any fond memories of our co-host, Vinay?
Oh. Many. One that I spoke about on here. One day, I got a knock on my door. Maxine, so-and-so is saying stuff about you. Come on downstairs. I'm getting ready to go. Come on, hurry up. So I go downstairs. There's a whole group of people standing there. She's like, yeah, here, come on here. Push me in the middle of a crowd. They're all standing around us. She's trying to talk about you. She's talking about you stealing her boyfriend. I'm pushed into the middle and I just start fighting. And that's one of the fondest memories.
Wow.
Maxine, how old were you? How old were you, Maxine?
I couldn't be more than 10.
Oh my.
Who was your boyfriend?
Yeah, who was your boyfriend?
It was Labor Day. We went to Labor Day parade, and I met this guy, and he was so fine. and he was a twin. And then I heard that my next door neighbor, my dear friend Tanya, that I love, was trying to talk to him from Benet.
Now, was this story accurate?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm not sure. All I know is that after all that incident, my father found out I got a whipping in front of her in her house and couldn't come out of my house for a week. Yes.
Lord have mercy. All that?
All that for a boy I met for one day.
But all right.
Sabrina, what you have to realize is that we are like family. You know, we grew up together as children, you know, or everyone.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
We knew each other from like little kids, so we went to the same school and we all grew up together. So we have like a special adoration for one another. Like we are like really family, so.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Since I was 4 years old, yeah. Minnie and I sleeping over there. I remember another time, okay, her mother had, okay, these balls, right? It was some big, huge balls or some kind of candles that stood in this rack thing. right?
Mm-hmm.
Some big, huge rack. And I remember once taking one of them up, trying to bounce it. And I don't know, it hit me on my head. And I got a huge cocoa right in the middle of my head from that thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Another fun memory. I can't remember how we were dancing. Oh, and another great memory from Monet. We had on block parties, we used to do dance, right? She used to lead the dance performance. So she had us all lined up in her living room trying to teach us how to dance to Mr. Postman. She had the whole routine down pack. She's like, no, do it like this. And she did the whole thing walking up, Mr. Postman. And we had to stop at the mailbox and check the mail and go back and get back in line. And we have to perform this now at the block party. And that's one of many performances, yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
I'm quite sure all of your hair were cornrowed when all this that was a part of the routine, that you had to have your hair cornrowed.
Oh, yeah. I had a my favorite cornrow style was a pineapple.
The pineapple.
Go around in a circle.
Yeah.
You
remember
that? But you go around in a circle, you get like a peek at the top.
Yeah.
The crown. That little crown on top. Mm-hmm.
We have
corn rolling
up. We really did. We did.
Crown rolling. Freaks, fools. We were out there crown rolling, corn rolling out here. Oh.
Yeah.
My sister corn rolled my hair so tight once that it broke the scalp. And I got pus coming out of my scalp.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was so tight.
No.
And it looked so good, I didn't want to take it out. My mother's like, no, you're taking that out right now. I was like, no. It was hurting, but it looked good.
And who did that?
My sister.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Max, I want to thank you for calling in, Jared, your Remember Wins. They were quite animated. And is there anything that you want to say to my co-host about the I Grew Up in Crown Heights page on Facebook?
Oh, it's one of the best things that ever happened. I really, because you get to reconnect with everyone, and it's wonderful. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
And I'll be seeing you on Facebook.
Okay.
Please meet me and friend me.
I sure will.
Okay, darling.
All right. Okay, have a good night. Okay.
Don't hang up. I'll just put you on mute. Well, there you have it. Our co-host was a choreographer, too. We didn't know that until a few minutes ago. So I'm going to share another story, another Remember When. I remember when I was a student at Lefferts Junior High School, and throughout my academic career, right through college, math has never been my favorite subject. I tried to avoid it like the plague. And there was, if anyone remembers this teacher by the name of Mr. Goldstein. Mr. Goldstein, God bless him, he had a toupee. And in his toupee, you could see the dandruff that had built up. And when he leaned over on you, not only did he have bad breath and buck teeth, and he would spit when he talked, but this dandruff would be falling on you. And I'd have a nervous breakdown when he had to come over by me. So sometimes, and this was my only cutting experience in school, ironically, it would happen in middle school. I would, from time to time, cut Mr. Goldstein's class. And while I was cutting, I'd be outside playing basketball in the yard with the boys. Well, one day I'm playing basketball, and all of a sudden now I'm dribbling, and all of a sudden it's like in slow motion I see the guys backing up. And I'm like, yeah, you don't want none of this. You don't want none of this. And I'm thinking they backing up because they know that I'm getting ready to do something, right? Well, then all of a sudden I see this fist getting ready to come down on me. And when I turned around, it was my mother.
Ooh.
I ran out the schoolyard, up the side steps. If anyone knew how Leopard Junior High School is designed, you go to the left, you run up those side steps that were right adjacent to the handball court. And when I pushed the gate to get out of the gate bounced back and hit me in my head and cut my eyebrow. Bust my eyebrow open, and I was completely knocked out cold. When I woke up, my mother was standing over me, and a doctor was stitching up my eye. And my mother was like, when I get you home, I don't care what kind of condition you're in, I'm going to tear your behind up because you ain't had no business out there playing basketball, but you supposed to be in math class. So that was my remember when that I wanted to share with everyone. But at this time, we're going to take another caller. Well, hello, peace and blessings. You've reached the Bree Life Radio Show. I'm your host, Bree, and it's my block party. Who may I have the pleasure of speaking with tonight?
It's Rich.
Hi, Rich. Now, is this Richard Cole?
Yes, again.
Okay. Yes. Well, you know what? You coming up in the queue, so I just figured I'd reach out to this caller with this unique area code. So I know you've been listening.
Yes,
brother Brian was on the line. Very interesting chat. Hello. And while you've been listening, have you come up with any other remember wins that you'd like to share with us?
I certainly have.
Okay, great. Give us one.
I remember my first job. I remember when I had the first job. My first job was working in the candy store luncheonette newspaper stand combination on Franklin Avenue between Eastern Parkway and Union Street. That was my first job. I made $1.25 an hour.
Ah.
And I was called a soda jerk. So I made egg creams, I made malted milks, I made milk.
Oh, you made those egg creams, huh? Now
yes,
did now who was it? Sister Gail, she called in and she gave us the ingredients for these egg creams. Was she being accurate? Was she missing an ingredient or two?
She was very accurate. She was very accurate.
Wow.
She only described the chocolate ones, though. They were vanilla, and if you had a different flavor or another syrup, it would be you could make a different flavor syrup also, but mostly they were vanilla and chocolate.
Okay.
She was absolutely correct. And what made the fizz was the seltzer from the soda fountain. If you had seltzer and you bought it in a bottle, it wouldn't fizz up like that. So you had to have the soda fountain fizz that came out of the soda fountain itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And let me ask you something. I see that a lot of people from Union Street between Bevan and Franklin are calling in. But do you have
We're all together. We're all together.
And that's a wonderful thing. That is a wonderful thing. I mean, hey, no, I don't have any problems with that. What I do want to know, do you have any memories of going, like venturing off that block and going on to other blocks and, experiencing other people from maybe like President, Carroll, Crown Street, which is also another famous block in Crown Heights, Crown Street, Montgomery Street. Do you have
sure.
any other?
Sure. Well, after you got a little bit older, you were able to get off the block and go to these other streets and do these other things. On Crown Street, there was the sanitation department, and there was also a UPS warehouse on Crown Street.
Wow.
There was, this is before, way before Mega Evers. And this is also between Bedford and Franklin. There was, we experienced different things. I had friends that lived on Carroll Street between Bedford and Rogers. Vanessa and Fernie. Fernie lived on, they both lived on Carroll Street. There were, like I said, there were many people who lived around there. There was the people who lived on President Street between Bedford and Rogers across the street from the Armory. Okay, there were a lot of folks that came from that block also. The Armory was pretty, pretty well known in that area. And back in the day, early in the morning, on Saturday mornings, you would hear the rumble of tanks and the half tracks that they had that would come from maneuvers and would be parked, go into the Armory for storage. Now, this was a big rumbling, and it would wake everybody up in the whole neighborhood. This was back in the day when they used that Armory. Some more memories that I do have are of Eastern Parkway, just sitting there on Eastern Parkway watching all the cars go by, watching the people go by. It was a phenomenal thing just to have that there in your area, just to watch, just to sit down on a bench on Eastern Parkway. Okay.
Well, you know what, Richard? I can really relate to that memory right there, because for all the years that I lived in Crown Heights, there was one thing that I always wanted to do that I never got a chance to do until this past summer. And I'm not going to name a name tonight on this one issue, but, you know, I had one of my most memorable dates last summer, and it was, and the person asked me, and he also grew up in Crown Heights, and he asked me if I could, if we could, you know, go one place or do one thing, what would I want to do? Because, you know, it was getting late, and we were still wide awake, and, you know, I said, you know what I would like to do? I'd like to sit on the stairs at the Brooklyn Museum and watch the cars go by.
Wow. At the Brooklyn Museum.
That's something I always wanted to do. And for 2.5 hours, that's what we did.
Wow.
And did what you and I and Benay are doing right now, reminiscing about our Remember Wins when we were kids. This is somebody I know my whole entire life.
Wow.
Okay. Got a chance to sit on the steps at the Brooklyn Museum, 3 o'clock in the morning, watching the cars go.
Very
wow.
Yeah,
that
was really. But let me tell you what the downside of that was.
Okay.
The rats. I was like, wait a minute, hold on. The rats were running across the lawn, because I don't know if you've been on Eastern Parkway recently, like last summer, but they was tearing up Eastern Parkway on that side in front of the museum in the Brooklyn Botanical Gardens.
Okay.
So the rats were coming up out of the sewer and running on the grass.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I'm sorry?
That's something I never saw. I didn't even know they had rats like that there.
Oh, my God. At night, you'd be surprised what you see at night come up out of the sewer.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God. And thank God we were, like, at the very top of the landing.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, they weren't trying to come up the stairs, but they were running on in the grassy area where the stools are, where the benches are, that they just built.
Wow.
On the lawn. I was like, oh my God, this is, I was like, look, if I see one get on the sidewalk, we're out of here. So, yeah, but that was a good memory, Rich. I'm glad you mentioned Eastern Parkway. I never forget when I was a little girl being fascinated by just how big Eastern Parkway seemed, you know.
Yeah.
As a little girl. I mean, yeah. you see in all these trees.
That's right.
And you're seeing all these cars, and they're going by so fast and everything. I used to be so fascinated.
Wow.
Then you got the trains underneath, too.
Yeah, well, I used to get on the train at Kingston Avenue. Here's a remember when. Do you remember when it only cost 25 cents to ride the train?
Oh, yeah. I can go one better.
Oh, God, I knew you could. Oh boy, please don't tell me a penny. I
no.
can't take
oh,
it.
No, no, don't do that to me. Don't do that to me. I ain't that old. A penny. All right. I remember 15 cents.
15 cents? Wow. I don't remember 15 cents.
And the little tiny.
I do remember a quarter, though.
Uh huh.
I do remember a quarter.
Do you remember the little tiny tokens? About the size of a dime?
No, I don't remember those.
Okay. Those were really... Okay.
Don't say okay like that. Wow. Oh, my goodness.
I love your show, and thank you so much for bringing us out. And so we can share our memories with each and every one of you and our neighbors. I really appreciate what you're doing. And I'm so glad that somebody from Crown Heights is doing so well.
Well, thank you very much. You know,
before
you hang up, I just want to say this again. I said it to you earlier, and I want to talk about this with the listener. It is so important. I mean, we're ending Black History Month. And it's so very, very important for us to talk about who we are, where we came from, and then also encourage young people to move forward, to always have forward movement, but to never forget who and where they came from, you know?
Yeah.
I have a son, he's 15 years old, and I do my best in trying to impart upon him that, you know, this is how things were when I was your age. This is a very different world we're living in. There are a lot of people that made enormous sacrifices for me and now you to be able to do things that, being people of color, we never thought we would have an opportunity to do. So, Richard, I want to thank you for calling in. You are one of our Crown Heights historians. I'm always going to refer to you as such. And I want you to call into my show tomorrow, Mr. Nice Guy. I was telling your brother about it.
Uh-huh.
I hope you were listening. And I think you would have something to, something to contribute.
Thank you.
So please,
I will try to do that. What time is the show?
Please do. Well, I'm not gonna hang up on you, but I'm gonna put you on hold, and we're gonna take another caller. And for my regular listeners, here's a brother that I'm bringing on the line, and he's also. Another person who was a motivating force in me coming up with this show concept today. And even though he's from Crown Heights, Brooklyn, and let me just say something, too. I get on him all the time because he always teases me about my Brooklyn accent. And he's always talking about, you from the Brook, And I try to tell them, listen, you can't say that too loud because we don't refer to Brooklyn as the Brook. I've never heard of any Brooklyn person refer to Brooklyn as the Brook. Now, maybe BK, but not the Brook. But without further ado, I'm going to bring on the beloved Mark from Houston, Texas.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's everybody from the Brook?
Here we go.
Check this out. First of all, I want to apologize to Bree because I had some real technical difficulties on a bunch of ends, and I finally got a chance to clear up my technical difficulties and get on the bag online this time. But I just got a feeling just by the mood and the energy that y'all had a beautiful session long, the BK-er that got together today is, man,
yeah.
Well, I hope y'all all come back. I hope all the BK-ers out there come back tomorrow because you guys, I want y'all to know something about y'all. Y'all a treasure in Bree. Bree is a Brooklyn treasure, you know what I'm saying? And if y'all listening, y'all need to call in tomorrow because she's real good at what she does. I mean, I just stir the pot, but she is the pot. So without her, ain't no need to get the spoon out. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
So she's the one, not the two. She's the one, not the two. And we get down on a regular basis. You know, we this block party thing I thought was a great idea, and we want to expand. We want to have a block party worldwide, you know, so next time we want to get off BK, you know, Crown Heights in the house. You know what I'm saying? We want to bring the south side of Chicago and the third ward of Houston and the north side of Minneapolis and, you know, south central L.A. into the game. But tomorrow, y'all got to tune in because she got a hot topic she's going to be jumping on tomorrow. So, and I will definitely, God willing, be on there tomorrow.
Yes, with no technical difficulties.
I see it. You just only want to know. I'll tell you about it some other time anyway. But we're trying to work it out. We're trying to upgrade.
I want you to talk about where you grew up, Mark. If you could just take the next 2 minutes to talk about where you grew up, where you went to school, and what's your fondest remember. And I said
you know
2 minutes.
80th and Colfax. I'm going to make it so quick. 80th and Colfax. In Chicago, Illinois, on the southeast side, it was a ball, man. I mean, I grew up, had a ball. I mean, we played softball in the street. We actually was black kids that played hockey. Because they would freeze the parking lot at Rainbow Beach up in Lake Michigan, and we would go up there and we would skate and actually play hockey. You know, and I didn't know too many black folks that play hockey. We played hockey, actually. And this was a hood. I'm talking about gangbangers and all. We were doing that. Play softball and football in the middle of the street. We jumped on the train track. Man, just all kind of crazy. I can't even tell you. Four squares. I don't know if y'all did this in Brooklyn, but we used to play strike called strikeout. We'd have a box with a square in it, and we'd have a guy with a rubber ball, you know, a small rubber ball, and we'd have our bat, and we'd be playing strikeout.
I think some of the men are going to have to call in, and maybe our historian Richard might know about that game. In terms of games,
yeah.
I want to speak to the fact that we used to play Kelly, Run, Catch, and Kiss, Hot Peas and Butter, Tag.
I don't know that one.
Tag. Pick up sticks, and if you're a real girl, you knew how to play jacks.
What about double dutch? Come on, give me some double dutch. Don't play with me.
Double dutch and all those things. But Mark from Houston, I want to thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
I want to take the time to thank my co-host, Benay. I think we're going to have to do this again in the next couple of weeks. We're gonna really push this show idea to get more Crown Heights people involved and more people across the country. I said before, for as many things as the geography might separate us, it might separate us, but we also are very common in the ties that bind that the experience that we have when we grew up, even if it was the concrete jungle or rural, you know, Houston, Texas, who knows? So, in closing, I want to say it's been a pleasure having my co-host on the show tonight. And
likewise.
I want to just tell you all, again, I'm from Crown Heights. I'm a Brooklyn girl to my heart. I love where I grew up.
There.
I thank my she was. And I want us to remember, if we do better, if we think better, we can do better. And let's treat each other better. So having said that, peace and blessings. And I wish you all love. And tune in tomorrow to Bree Life Radio, to Mr. Nice Guy. Good night, all.
Good night. Love you.
Love you, too.